right, we're going to pull away from Nicole and take you back to Dadeville, Alabama, where officials are giving an update on the deadly mass shooting that killed, that rather left four dead and 32 injured at a Sweet 16 birthday party.
Here in Dadeville in Tallapoosa County. On Tuesday, April the 18th, at approximately 8 p.m., the Alabama Law Enforcement Agency's State Bureau of Investigation officially arrested and charged Tyreek McCullough, 17, of Tuskegee, and Travis McCullough, 16, also of Tuskegee, with four counts of reckless murder each. That's four counts of reckless murder each. And I really want to, before we go any further, I absolutely want to thank this community and the information that was provided. And I also want to reiterate how important it is going to be for you to continue to do that. Please understand, with a scene and a violent act, with the violence that went on and the magnitude of what happened, we are absolutely still in the early stages of this investigation, okay? This is absolutely the beginning. This is not the end. There is a tremendous amount of work that is yet to be done. We're going to continue to do exactly what we've been doing. We're going to be very careful with everything that we say, with everything that we do, because we absolutely are going to stay focused on the families and the victims. But we're going to need the public's help when we do that. The other thing I want to point out, if you were at the venue that night, so if you were physically at the venue and you have not come forward, meaning you have not contacted law enforcement, please hear me. I absolutely want you to do that. We need you to come forward for these families, for these victims, okay? Please, I want to be clear, okay? Make no mistake. This is Alabama. And when you pull out a gun and you start shooting people, we're going to put you in jail, okay? We're going to do that because we're thinking about the families. We're concerned about the families. We were in the beginning, and we will be through the remainder of this investigation, because somebody's got to start thinking about mama. Because I know I'm tired of it, and everybody behind me's tired of it. We're tired of going to the mothers and having to tell them that these kids are not coming home. So that's what we're going to be concerned about. We're not concerned about the headlines. We're not. We're worried about mama, okay? So that's going to be our focus, and we are. We're going to stay laser-focused on this investigation throughout the duration. But again, it's going to take personal courage. It's going to take personal courage of the individuals that were there that night to come forward, come talk to law enforcement, tell the truth. We need that information, okay? I'm now going to turn it over to the 5th Circuit District Attorney, Mike Seegers, for his comments. Thank you.
Can you spell the names, please?
We will send out an official press release with all the names immediately following this. Please hold all questions to the end of the press conference. Thank you.
Good morning, everyone. My name is Mike Seegers. I'm the District Attorney for the 5th Judicial Circuit, which includes not only here in Tallapoosa County, but also Macon, Chambers, and Randolph counties. I know that there has been some frustration among our community and among media about a lack of information that has been provided up to this point. And I want to explain part of the reason for that. As a prosecutor, I cannot discuss the specific facts of the case. It's highly inappropriate for me to come out and publicly talk about that and tell that information. And the reason is being, defendants have constitutional rights. They've got to be tried by a jury of their peers inside this building. They have a right to be represented by counsel. And for me to come out here and give information about what's going on in the investigation, I can't discuss the details of that with y'all. And I apologize, but I hope you'll understand that. Nor can law enforcement. So we won't be discussing all of the details. I can tell you a few things about the process of what will happen next with these individuals. First, they'll be entitled to an Anise Law hearing, which is a bond hearing that will have to occur within 72 hours. The state of Alabama will be requesting their no bond. That's up to a judge to decide, but that will be the state of Alabama's position. After that, there'll be an initial court of appearance. Then there'll be a preliminary hearing, and then this information, depending on the outcome of that, will go to a grand jury. The grand jury system in Alabama and each circuit operates differently. Here in Tallapoosa County, the grand jury convenes twice a year, once in March and then once again in September. Once the grand jury is impaneled in March, they are still the grand jury for that six-month period. We can recall the grand jury to present an indictment under special situations. That's unprecedented and hasn't been done that I'm aware of anytime recently here. This is an unprecedented situation. If we can establish the facts and are ready to present that, we will be asking our grand jury to come back in to present that so we can move forward efficiently and effectively. This is a very complex case. We mentioned four counts of reckless murder. Obviously, that just includes the four deceased that have been reported. Okay, we've got a lot more victims in this. We've still got four that are in hospital, four that are in critical condition. There'll be pending charges coming regarding all those. So when I tell you that this is just the tip of the iceberg and forthcoming charges, literally, you know, we're going to make sure every one of those victims has justice and not just the deceased. I'd be remiss if I didn't just say a thank you to all the agencies, and I'm not going to try to name them all because there's been so many. Literally, every agency from, you know, federal, state, and local that has been involved in this, without the resources that they have brought to our community, we would not be where we are and have already made these first arrests here today. I will tell you that even though these are 16 and 17-year-olds, we will be charging them as adults in this. When I spoke to the press on Sunday, I started off by talking about the victims and the victim services, and I want to go back over that. We have information on our website, www.fifthcircuitda.org, that has information to provide to victims and victims' families. And we've got victim services from the FBI, victim services from the Attorney General's office, victim service from the Office of Prosecutorial Services, as well as our office. They're all working to provide the needs to the victims. When we talk about the victims, it's not just the 28 injured and 32 dead. There were so many kids in this venue. And what they saw, it's their victims in this. Their families are victims of this. And, you know, the ripple effect of this, you know, it's kind of like a wave rolling across Lake Martin. But that ripple didn't stop when it hit the banks. There are other communities involved. There were kids from Realtown here. One of the ones in critical condition had gone to the prom that night in Realtown. There's kids from Tallahassee. Kids from Booker T. W., kids from Alexander City. We haven't even identified possibly, you know, where all some of these kids came from. And it's a traumatic thing for them. And they need help. You know, our services are available for them as well. And talking about the victims, I'll share something with you. Try not to get emotional, and I'm not going to be taking any questions because I probably would. But one of the victims that wasn't injured is Lexi Dowdell. It's Lexi's 16th birthday party, sweet 16. There's an uncut cake and unburnt 16 candles that never got lit. Lexi's brother was one of the victims. On her 16th birthday party, she'd been helped by her brother as he took his last breath. That's what we're dealing with here. Those are what these victims went through. The message that I want to send is I know some of these victims personally. Some of these kids are kids of friends of mine, people that I went to school with, people that I played ball with and against, you know, in the community back in high school. And these are my kids. These are our kids. Don't mess with our kids. Do not mess with our kids. Thank you.
Good morning, everybody. I'm Jonathan Floyd, the police chief of the city of Dayville. I want to echo what has already been said concerning our victims. Our victims who were physically injured, our victims who were there, and even though they may not have received physical injuries, they have emotional scars and injuries that will carry them for the rest of their life. To our families, we love you. The Dayville Police Department is going to do everything we can to make sure that we have a successful prosecution for you. One of the decisions I made very early on was to get our state and federal partners involved. The resources that they have provided have been invaluable. I ask for patience. As is, you've already been told, this is the tip of the iceberg, this is the very beginning. But we have one chance to get this right. In a few days, most of you are going to be gone. Our community is still going to be here. Our victims, people that are affected, are still going to be here. We're going to be here with them. As the police chief, as a member of law enforcement, we owe it to every person affected to make sure that we're very slow, make sure we're very methodical, because as I said, we have one opportunity to get this right. Because this case is not just about making an arrest. That is not the finish line. If we hurry, if we're careless, and we do make an arrest, but it does not result in conviction, it does not result in ultimate justice for our victims, we have failed our victims. So I ask each of you to please be patient, please be understanding. To our victims who may not be Daybillians, but were here that night, got news for you. Now you're an honorary Daybillian, whether you want it or not, because we love you, and you're a part of our city, and you're a part of our family. I want to thank every one of you for your interest, for your concern for our families, for our children, for being here. There are too many partners to name them all. But I'm telling you, Sheriff Jimmy Abbott, Tallapoosa County Sheriff's Department, he's been a tremendous asset. Alabama Bureau of Investigation, SBI, State Bureau of Investigation, and the Alabama Law Enforcement Agency, ATF, FBI, United States Marshal Service, Alabama Fusion Center, just to name a few. Not to mention our neighboring surrounding agencies. When I arrived on scene, you had sheriffs from other counties. You had police chiefs from other cities. Countless officers and specialty units who came from other jurisdictions. They did not care that this wasn't their community. They were here because they have a servant's heart. So I ask each of you to please continue to lift us up. Please be patient and please understand that when you email, when you call, when you text, and we do not give you a specific answer, it's because there's information that you want that I cannot reveal. Because I'm not going to do anything that's going to jeopardize this investigation. So I thank each of you for your time. I thank each of you for your understanding.
Thank you, Chief. Thank you. Thank you, Mike. Again, we're going to get ready to close the press conference, and just what they said, this is about the victims, this is about the families, this is about this community, and it's ultimately about justice. And that's what we're here as law enforcement officers. We have a duty and a responsibility, and that's what we're going to do. That's what we're going to follow. Thanks again for just the cooperation. I mean, the partnership has truly been amazing, and we do. We thank the media. We thank y'all. We know y'all have a job to do, and we absolutely respect that. We just ask that you respect and honor the job that we have to do. All right? I am going to attempt, and I really want to qualify this, I'm going to attempt to take questions, meaning if you raise your hand, I will call on you. I'm not going to take a lot of questions. I will call on you. If you start shouting, then I'm going to end the press conference, okay? All right, go ahead.
What is the definition of reckless murder as opposed to other types of murder?
Okay, we'll send that. That's a very technical question. We can't answer that. We'll send that out in a press release. There are different classifications of murder. That is a good question. We can't get that answered. We'll send that out. Well, I will communicate that out.
Can you share any details about a potential motive or why the shooting happened?
No, ma'am. We can't get into a motive right now. Absolutely, because that would be part of an ongoing investigation. We can't share that.
All right, so you've been listening to this press conference. In Alabama, there have been two arrests made in that Sweet 16 party shooting, Emory.
Yeah, we've got two minors, a 16-year-old and a 17-year-old. They're facing four counts of reckless murder because four people were killed, but dozens were also injured. And, you know, one of the things that they sort of really reinforced was you making the arrest is one thing, but now they are looking to build a case.
Yes.
And so they still need to talk to witnesses. They need people to be brave enough to come forward. And we've talked about this, Vlad. It's a small town. There's probably a pretty big likelihood that the people at that party know the suspects in this case, right? The people who have been charged.
And so, and the charges, even though they are minors, you heard the sheriff there say that they will be charged as adults as far as this stage of the investigation is concerned. That may certainly change, but they're still active. This investigation is still active. As you say, Emory, they want more people to come forward, because you could hear, just as we were coming off of the press conference, the first question, of course, from a reporter was, well, what was the motive?
Exactly.
And we don't know.
Yeah.
We can only speculate as to why a 16 and a 17-year-old would choose to shoot at a Sweet 16 party in a very small community. I think there's less than 3,000 or about 3,000
people. It's around there.
People that live in this town. So you're right, Emory. There will probably be people who know these individuals. I'm curious as to whether or not the police, my guess is they have spoken to the parents, but it'd be interesting to know their perspective on this as well. Mm-hmm. We're going to have much more on this. CBS News correspondent Mark Strassman will report on this for us at the top of the hour. For now, though, we'll take a quick break.